Welcome back, guys. Going into hour number four of week 39. Adam, what's going on?
The bounty hunter's cabin. So you you open the door to Bowman's cabin, and inside there's a cot, a fairly plain cot. Again, it's quite Spartan in here. A fairly plain cot, a computer terminal, a beautifully carved wooden footlocker or chest with carving of a lion and then a bunch of gazelles or zebras or something. I don't know. You've probably never seen them before. Weird horses.
That's where the treasure is.
And on the wall, there is what looks to be a photograph. It's moving, a moving photograph from space of Andoni. It's obviously old because it's not all on fire and burned up. But yeah, it's just this beautiful vista of like those old NASA photos from the 60s of Earth for the first time, the big curved blue sphere. You recognize Andoni because you've been there a few times. I think on the wall above Bowman's bed, there's an empty gun rack, a space where a rifle would go.
Okay.
We're in here, you said?
Yeah, you've just opened the door.
I kind of walk in and as if nothing else is in the entire room. Mm-hmm. Just walk towards the spinning projection of a healthy Andoni and just kind of stare at it.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, I guess when I notice he's doing that, I'm down on the floor level looking, spinning this box around. And
okay.
I notice Alfarius do that and say, you miss that place?
I do, Mr. Higgins. That is my home. That was my life.
You know, he's dead, so if you want to just take that, I won't. Doesn't matter to me.
I think that would be good.
Okay.
The whole time I'm just looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you want to look in his chest of his.
Well, I spin it around and maybe grab the top and also the bottom and check the bottom to just make sure there's nothing attached to it.
It's pretty big. It's like a furniture chest. It's not a small, you wouldn't carry it around. Okay. It's pretty heavy. But it just seems like a closed, hand-carved, wooden chest. Okay. And I think when you, kneel down, you can actually smell, the wood oil. There's a very, earthy smell that comes from it. It was obviously made with, great skill and care.
Okay. Is it locked?
No.
What is the mag? It's just a flip-up chest?
Yeah. It's just gravity is holding it shut.
Okay. Yeah, I lift it up a half inch and then run my fingers along the edge to make sure it's not booby trapped or anything like that.
It appears to be safe.
Okay, I look back up at Alfarius and I'm like, well, I hope this doesn't kill us. And then I just throw it open.
Okay, yeah, you open it. That smell from where there's an incense smell, and I think that you smell it too, Alfarius. And it immediately just there's a wave of memory that washes over you. It's an incense that's used in Andonian marriage rituals. Usually it's a ceremonial incense, and you smell it that immediately. And was Alfarius ever married?
Yeah, he had a family.
Okay, yeah, then. So you probably, there's probably some feelings staring at the portrait of Andoni glittering in the darkness, and this sudden smell that brings you immediately back to the sense of hope and family just washes over you. Higgs, you can see inside that there's folded, neatly folded a lot of cloth. There's a leather tool wrap of some kind.
Okay.
There's a bunch of stuff in here. You have to kind of take it out and set it aside to look through it.
Yeah, I start taking it all out one by one.
Okay, so there's a long, not like a sari, but like a wrap, it's a little bit worn. It looks like it was worn many times. And it's made out of like really fine material, fine like deep red material. So you pull that out and set it aside. The tools that are in the wrap, they look to be like woodworking tools, like a bunch of chisels and knives. There's some like faint like you notice the like brownish stains on it first because it's like a beautiful piece of like white silk, but it has like brownish stains on it. And when you pull it out, you realize that it's like a wedding dress. And the edge of it is like damaged. There's like some blood stains on it. There's a bunch of other personal effects in here. There's a picture frame of a man you don't recognize, and a woman. They seem to be at their wedding. And miscellaneous like objects like that,
are any of the pictures dated?
No.
Okay.
As I'm smelling this stuff and whatnot too, I turn from the projection and just kind of am standing over his shoulder, looking at what he's uncovering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I. 30 seconds into it, I notice you doing that, and just like any of this look familiar to you, mean anything to you? Just seems like a bunch of useless shit.
Does it, Adam?
I mean, Higgs would definitely think that. Like, this is all, like, Andonian, like, craftsmanship and stuff. It has cultural value.
That's what I thought. No, I just say,
And then I think at the bottom, Higgs, you find a, like, a leather, gun belt. And in the holster, there's, like, a long, like, revolver. Like, a chambered revolver. But it doesn't appear to be loaded.
Okay. I look it up, or I pick it up. Mm-hmm. Our revolvers are like, that's like old pre-war or pre-tech bullshit, right? So that's super rare.
It's just, yeah, like you wouldn't use it. You know what a revolver looks like. They're heavily romanticized on Asa, for example.
Yeah.
But I know yeah, exactly what model it's super heavy. This is. Like, cause your gun is mostly like plastic and ceramic, and this is a big piece of iron. And so you like heft it in your hand.
Would I know exactly what type of model this is?
No, you know the kind of gun it is, but
okay,
yeah.
So, I guess I try to appear smart in front of Alfaris, and I'm just like, yeah, they used to call this a six shooter, I think, something like that. You ever see one of these before?
Yes.
You know, the stuff's not easy to come by. You'd probably sell it for a little bit, unless it means something to you. Then. By all means, we can keep it, and we can just say this is your room.
The revolver can be yours. The personal effects, I think, just out of respect, even though he was an adversary, we probably keep that sealed.
Okay. All right. All right, well, I guess let's carry on. I kind of look around the room. Is there anything else worth of noting?
There's Bowman's computer terminal.
Okay. Yeah, I walk over to that and just like hit a random key to see what happens.
Okay. It brings up a globe image. That it's the same like globe from the wall. Like it's the same planet, but it's a stylized like logo. And it spins up, and then the letters ADCP, Andonian, no, ACDP appear on it, and then underneath it says Andonian Cultural Defense Protectorate. And then it brings up a login window.
All right. Well, we probably don't. I don't want to fuck this up. We'll let Piani take a look at this. I don't want to. Or, I mean, Pi's probably already in it, so it doesn't matter much. But I think we're all good. We could probably continue the sweep, try to figure out what the rest of the crew's up to. I take the gun and, like, stick it in my back. Like, in between my pants, I guess, and just walk around with it that way.
Nice.
I would assume I'm wearing a jacket, like a duster jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just put it there.
Okay.
Behind me. Yeah, so it feels really like
somehow reassuring the weight of the gun, like against your skin. Like it feels like you could do some damage with this thing. You feel tough. So you two are in that room, and then meanwhile, back on the bridge, I think that Piani, you come in and you see the scene that I described before. Pi seems to be in the middle of something with some slight damage.
He just like greeted me or not?
Yeah, no, I think that you walk in, and without turning, Pi says both from the speaker on the robot and then one of the ship's onboard speakers, Pi says, hello, Piani.
Pi, what the fuck happened?
I ran into some complications here. I tried to distract Bowman. It didn't go well. I have some minor servo damage in my right hand. I'm going to need you to take a look at it later.
I can. Is everything else okay?
Define okay.
Well, I mean, we didn't have contact with you, and the blockers were up, and obviously you've seen some combat for the first time, maybe kind of the third or fourth time, actually. But I think we need to get you back to the ship.
It was an interesting experience, coming over here alone, dealing with the bounty hunter. I've learned a lot.
What do you think you've learned?
It's a good question. I'm going to need some time to process it. I dealt with him very efficiently.
Did I see the body when I came in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. He's just like lying on his back because his face all smooshed in.
Was that you that put your fist through his head?
So, I think, yeah, Pi, the body like lifts its hand and like three of its fingers are just like bent in and there's like blood all over its hand. Yes. I thought that my structural integrity would hold better than this. Oh, well.
I think I even jokingly say, like, you know, those are hard to come by. Should be more careful.
Well, that's the thing. There's several of these infantry warbots outside. I've been trying to crack their encryption.
I actually know how I can modify them a bit. So I'll tell you what. Why don't you come back to the ship with me and we'll bring one of those robots with us. See what we can do.
Only one?
Well, you want to bring back two for what? Spare parts?
I'd like to bring them all back if I could.
I think, I don't know if Pi can read emotion, but I think there's like kind of a nervous chuckle and some hesitation as even Peony is like, nah, I don't know about that.
Look, honey, we'll get one, and if it works out okay, maybe we can come back and get you another one later.
And I'm like, let's just take the two that are outside.
All right, the cradles are damaged anyway. And you hear just like the slightest hint of like annoyance in Pi's voice when they say that.
The cradles on the two robots outside are damaged?
All the cradles are damaged. Eric got to them before I had a chance to stop him.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, certainly we can use it for new parts.
I think so, too.
Okay.
So,
When do we ever like circle back around and?
Yeah, I think this is a good time for you to come back if you like, unless Piani, unless you have something else that you wanted to say to Pi before there's other people in the room.
No, I think I'm actually. I'm like okay.
Okay.
I don't. I'm still eager to get him back though. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think we finish our rounds and. When I see Piani, I you hear us coming. We're not being stealthy or anything. And I like reach into my back and take the pistol out and put it on the table in front of me.
Yeah, it's just like a deep, loud clunk when you put it down.
And I look at Piani. I've got a pretty big smile on my face, which maybe you're not expecting. I'm just like, so what do you think of the new ship? I'd say it looks pretty good. I start like looking around.
What do you mean the new ship?
Well, I mean. You were on the ship when it exploded. I assume it's not salvageable. Is that correct?
Well, Eric hasn't even given us a damage assessment yet.
Okay, I can give you the damage assessment. We're not flying that ship. It's going to cost too much money. We got a brand new ship right here.
The contract doesn't just go away, Higgs.
Well, fuck the contract. We don't need a contract. We got a brand new ship. Maybe just say that. Look, I don't know about all that shit. All right, you don't have to be. That's an adult type thinking. I just want to take this ship. Also, Pa, show him the footage. Look at this, Peony. This is pretty good.
So Pi turns and looks at Piani, and the faceplate is just like dark. You just see a reflection in the darkness of your own face, and there's the big like jagged like cut down the panel. And Pi says, "Oh, I'm sorry. I can't access that anymore. It looks like that section of the computer core has been burned out."
What do you mean can't access anymore? You showed it earlier. You punched your hand through that guy's head.
I know. That's what I showed you, but it's damaged now. Pieces of the core have been going offline.
Oh.
Tell me what else happened, Higgs.
Well, I mean, I don't know what else happened. That's all we saw.
Well, you saw the video, right?
Yeah. Pi came in here and he acted like he was part of the... It was pretty good, actually. I'm actually kind of impressed he pulled it off. He said he was part of the authority and he had to pay some stuff. And the guy turned around, he pulled out his pistol, and then Pi took his hand.
So he pulled out his pistol.
Yeah, I couldn't even see Pi react in the video. And that guy just... I mean, look, that was one punch.
He was obviously intending to hurt Pi then, pulling out his pistol.
I mean, yeah, you can. I'm not saying, like, look at this. And, look at what your dumb robot did. I'm saying this is pretty fucking badass. We've got an assassination robot in front of us.
As long as it was for the right reasons.
I estimated that there was a 65.6% chance that if I had let him act, that this body would have been damaged in some irreparable way. I made a decision to end his life. It seemed appropriate.
You know how 60%
isn't bad odds.
You know how many bounties are probably out on this? This guy's probably going to pay off the ship. If I just take a dead picture or a picture of his dead body, we're going to earn a bunch of money.
A bounty hunter doesn't have a bounty.
Look, someone wants this guy dead somewhere in the universe.
Yeah, we did.
No, if it's not just us, dude. We can collect on this money, Piani.
All right, well, first things first. I need to get Pi back to the ship.
Okay, second things first, we need to make a new name for this assassin robot.
What do you mean? I'm like, Pi, let's go back to the ship.
Just a moment. All right, I'm done here. And the cables holding Pi's like guts in place like pop open, and the cables like retract, and Pi like closes their chest cavity. And they look at Higgs and they look at Alpharius. And I think they say to you, Alpharius, have you been to Bowman's cabin?
I have.
There may be some other things of interest in the database. I can give you his password if you like.
I would appreciate that.
When I return to the ship, I will. I think it's important that you see it first.
Thank you.
Of course. Turns looks at Higgs. Captain?
Gestures, yes, like, killer death robot, what do you want from me?
After you.
Oh, I'm not. This is home now. Why are we... I'm staying here. Why do we need to go back?
Captain, there's no way this ship is going to fly. The computer core is completely burned out. I'm afraid it couldn't handle the amount of input I was giving it. I think I broke the thing. The ship is worth salvaging, though. Its armaments should catch us a fair price. And as you said, if Bowman has any bounties on him, you can collect on those as well.
Thankfully, this all happened. Can we use the ship to repair ours?
Absolutely. Many of the parts are compatible. It should reduce the repair bill.
See? Plug and play, Higgs.
Actually, hold on. Pi, you were trying to get those robots outside to work, were you not? Did you have any luck?
Some.
Well, yes. Are those robots under our control?
They're under my control. Yes.
Okay, well, by under your control, you're under our control, so then we control those robots, right? That's how it works. We need this ship cleaned up. I need all this blood gone. I need the bodies removed, disposed of.
And you'd like me to use the warbots for that?
Yeah, if you think they're up to it.
Yes, I suspect that they can be put to the task of cleaning the ship, if that's what you'd like. If it's all right, I'd like to bring one or two of them back to the Swan Song. I have some further diagnostics I'd like to run.
Yep, sounds great. Whatever works. I just need the ship clean.
Very well.
I turn to Piani. Just like, we're going to get the ship clean. We're going to have someone come on here.
I love like, just like hopeful, ambitious Higgs. Like, no, it's fine. It's just a little blood. It's fine. We'll just wipe it off. Yeah. It's cool.
I was like, we're going to get the ship clean. We're going to have someone come on here. You're going to hack the ship. What the files say that this is his ship, and it's going to be our ship. Then we're going to sell totally the ship.
You're going to go in there on the speedometer and wind it back to 10. It'll be fine.
Yeah. We're going to sell the ship. Then we're going to repair the swan song. And be
we
good
won't
to go.
Even need to pay the docking fees.
Nope.
We'll hack them away the way we hacked them there.
It's going to work, Piani. It's our lucky day.
If only we could just hack our problems away.
Now, on the way back, just close your eyes and ignore all the blood and guts.
I already saw it on the way in.
Well,
I'm... Come on, Pi.
Okay. So when Pi disconnects from the system, the light from the hologram, the like pizza slice, the processing slice, like flickers and goes out. And the many of the terminals that were lit up, they go dark. And now it feels like you. There's something about, like, you've all spent enough time on spaceships. There's something about it that now it feels like not even a ship anymore. It just feels like an inert piece of steel and hull. Like, it now it's like a piece of furniture, whereas there was something, like, kind of running its systems before. And so you can feel that it kind of, like, goes to sleep. Is everybody leaving the ship, or are you staying? Anyone staying aboard?
Sorry, I didn't say that on stream. Is there any reason to stay on board?
Not necessarily. It's up to you.
Well, our ship is in ruins, right?
It's pretty fucked up. It can't fly right now. Eric has nowhere to sleep, but the rest of the ship, like, probably smells like smoke and is covered in fire retardant foam. But it's still a ship. Like, it's damaged, but not.
Okay. Well, I look at Piani and Alfaris and say, I'm going to stay here on the ship with the warbots, make sure they get everything clean. Pi, these things will listen to me, right, if I give them any orders? That's not going to be an issue?
Absolutely no problem, Higgs.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'll be on the ship. If you guys need to contact me, just have Pi talk through one of these robots. I lost my comms device. It must have gone out when that blast happened. By the way, how's Eric doing? Is he good? I look at Alfarius when I say that.
As far as I can tell, yeah, he's fine.
Okay. All right. Yeah, let me know if you need anything. I'm going to be on board the ship here, just making sure it's all good. And I just, like, sit down in the captain's chair and just kind of spin.
Okay. All right. So you, the two of you and Pi, walk outside, and you pass by four of the six robots that are outside, and those four are, like, walking kind of in lockstep up towards, like, to go into the ship to clean it out.
So we remember that this ship was able to be piloted by only one person plus these other robots, right?
Yeah. One person to operate the ship, and then more people to operate the weapons and subsystems.
Yeah, right. Yeah, robots.
Yeah, that's potentially possible if they're programmed to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. Cool. We're just going to leave that ship alone for a little bit.
Okay.
All right.
Sure. All right. So Higgs
has got it under control.
Yeah. Higgs is alone on the ship with the four murderous robots. I mean, cleaning robots. So Eric, you're basically getting ready to get the ship, start the Swan Song's repairs, or what are you doing?
Yeah, like, I mean, I assume the damage is significant enough that I'm going to need to, like, purchase some supplies or something like that. I mean, is this a job I could do on my own?
No, yeah, but the better prepared you are, the easier it'll be when you go to the person, whoever's going to repair it, and be like, these are the things we need. And when they're like, it'll be this much, you can be like, bullshit. We don't need you to wax the spaceship. Come on.
Yeah, okay. I mean, like, I guess if I've spent an hour or so combing over the site and, like, taking notes on my data pad, I feel like I have a good enough understanding of the job to go to the Port Authority and be like, we would like to pay somebody to fix our broken-ass spaceship please.
I think as soon as, maybe if you, like, check the comms, as soon as, time-stamped to the explosion, it was like, we've noticed your ship has suffered some extreme damage.
And we're starting to get spam.
Yeah, you have, like, 10 or 12 things, like, we've noticed that this is damaged. Would you like, several, like, lawyers have contacted you to be like, got in an accident? We could get money for you.
Yeah. I think I, like, email three of them, and I'm like, I tell each one, like I tell A that B offered me a better price. I tell B that C offered me a better price. I tell C that A offered me a better price.
Hey, well, why don't you make a business roll on the repair cost?
Oh, this is gonna be so good. It's gonna be terrible.
Aren't you great at business?
Yeah. Is this a charisma based skill?
Yeah.
Great. I got that big old minus -3.
Oh snap!
Holy shit!
Wow. Still got it. Good job, champ.
Amazing. I guess when it's as simple as A, B, and C, no sweat. Okay.
Minus -3 and you get an 8. Holy crap.
It's actually only a minus -2, apparently. I don't have a minus -2 charisma. I've only got a minus -1. Yep. Awesome. Yeah, okay. What's it going to be? How much damage did the hull take?
So the if you want to heal the hit points of the ship, the base cost is 1,000 credits per hit point.
I think so. Yeah.
So
were we at max before?
You sure were. Yeah. So it's going to be 15,000 credits for the hit points.
Okay. Now we're at 5. Okay, that's correct on the sheet.
Yes. Yeah, I've corrected the sheet. Yep. And then the multifocal laser, the atmosphere configuration, like your landing equipment. One of your fuel bunkers and the cargo system are all damaged.
God.
So estimate for all that stuff, probably like another 50K.
65,000.
Yeah, we'll say 65,000. And then you got an 8?
Yes.
So let's cut you. They'll cut 5K off.
Okay.
No, they'll do it. You get an offer for 60K.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess I just radio to Higgs and I say, Mr. Higgins, I've spoken with a number of
you can't reputable- call Higgs. Higgs is in the bubble.
I wait until Higgs comes out of the bubble.
Well, Higgs is staying on the ship.
Yeah, crap. I
walk over to the other ship. Like Eric has no money.
Yeah,
but I guess Piani has like the purse strings for the ship, but I don't think we have that much.
Hold on,
I comms to Piani.
We have 3,000.
Yeah, I check.
3,000 credits. It's not okay. A lot.
Well, yeah, why don't we have this conversation on the ship? So when Alpharius and Piani return to the Swan Song with Pi, where do you meet?
Did they bring the Pi back from the other ship?
I believe that was the plan, yeah.
Oh, okay. So only Higgs is staying on the other ship.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm just kind of like chilling in the engine room until they come back. But I'm curious what like Pi does when Pi gets back to Pi.
Okay. I think that Pi like gets back in communication, but doesn't say anything to you. But outside, the three of you are walking. There's like two of the robots following you, and Pi just stops suddenly. As soon as they get outside of like you know a decent radius of the bounty hunter ship, and then kind of like quirks their head and like odd, sorry, and then keeps walking towards the ship.
Would I like recognize that as maybe sort of reconnecting?
You could probably assume that. It sounds like Wheat noticed so.
Yeah. So I would probably be like, can you talk to yourself again? Are you back in communication with the ship?
I am. We're processing. There's some logical inconsistencies. It's going to take some time.
All right, let's get you back.
That sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
Okay, so then you're back. Now you're back on the ship. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're all back together.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're in the kitchen or cantina or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I say, so I've spoken with a number of repair crews, and the best price I was able to finagle was 60,000 credits to repair the damage to the hull, to the door, to the fuel scoops, to the cargo bay, and to the multifocal laser. There seems to have been some catastrophic failure of some components inside of the ship that caused damage.
60,000 credits.
Yep.
And you're responsible for what, at least 85% of that?
No. I think I'm responsible for all of it.
Well, I guess it's not that bad when you divide it by four.
Didn't we sell the rest of the crystals?
Did we?
Didn't we?
I don't know. If you did, you already got paid for them, so.
Right. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Maybe chat will tell us. Chat, did we sell the crystals?
I can't remember if you sold them or if you were going to. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if we did sell them, then I'll be like, look, we came out 20,000 credits ahead.
I'm pretty sure we planned on selling them, but we never found a seller.
Shit. Well.
So maybe upon realizing that, you're like, fuck, we should go check on them.
Yep. Well, like, was it only the crystals in my room that detonated?
Yes.
Wild.
I know.
And how?
I have to investigate that. Okay, so we've still got the rest of the crystals. Okay, fine. Yeah, it's okay. Higgs was the one who brought them anyway. Good job, Higgs. to the air.
It like ran the scene. The camera jumped back to me, and I'm just standing there over the robot. I'm just like, blood spot.
I was saying, none of the robots have gotten onto the ship yet. I want to have a scene for that.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. So we need to find some money before we can fly the swan song. But maybe we can fly the sex thing instead for a while. You know, just until we get enough money to repair the swan song, and then we can come back for it.
Pi's body turns to you, Eric, and says, unfortunately, the fulminate blade is pretty badly damaged. We're not going to be able to fly it anywhere, at least not for the time being. And then Pi's other voice says, oh, that's a shame. It's such a nice ship. And the body says, it is. And then they stop, and then I think both simultaneously, they look at you, Eric, and they're like, this is weird.
Seems pretty normal to me.
Alferes is just looking back and forth between everyone, like very still and quiet.
Yeah. Pi's body turns to you, Piani, and says, I think I'd like this part of me to shut down while we reprocess. It's very disorienting trying to have two points of view at once. Can we use the, like, you still have the, like, docking thing, the little, like, power armor hold-up thing in your room?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, yeah. Is it all right if we use your quarters?
Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you walk with the robot body into your room. And I think that as you're getting them like tucked in, basically, like they're getting like, you know, setting up the diagnostic cables and whatever, they hold up their like busted hand, and they say, what do you think's going to happen, Piani?
What do you mean?
When I sync up with the other version of me, what do you think it'll be like?
Don't you think it'd just be like you are there experiencing it yourself? You always explained to me that you are just you, whether I was talking to the mobile version or the ship version. Why would it be any different?
It was true then. But in that case, this version of me, the body, was just an extension of my consciousness. I was in both places at once. We've never been separated before. I'll be honest with you, I'm feeling a little anxious.
Well, that makes me anxious. What can I do to make things better?
I don't know. Once I shut down, the systems will begin to sync. And when it's done, there'll only be one version of me again. What does that mean for me? Or the other version of me? Will one of us be gone?
Or will you just be back together? But if you don't think it's a good idea, we don't have to.
I don't know what I think. I'd like your advice.
Do you want to wait?
It's very disorienting. One way or another, I would like to make a decision. But I find that I can't.
Well, the decision is to either sink or to not, is it?
That's right.
What do you want?
I don't know. What would you do if there were two versions of you, one here and one somewhere else?
It's funny you mention that. I've sort of been having that feeling with my new eye, and just like you say, it's a bit disorienting, kind of like a dream, but one that feels familiar. I don't know, but I always thought it'd be nice to have two of me.
I think the ship could use another one of you. But that's not realistic, is it? Nor is staying in a dream forever. Maybe we have to wake up eventually.
Maybe you're right. So does that mean that you do want to sink?
I suppose so. If you're going through the same thing, maybe it's something to think about. So I think that Pi, like, at this point, like, disconnects the broken, like, arm and, like, hands it to you and says, maybe Eric can help you fix it. I'm sorry I broke it. My visor appears to be broken, too.
I kind of, like, look and I say, what did that anyway?
What did what?
The visor. It's broken. How did it break?
I don't remember. It wasn't broken, and now it is. Things are getting hazy.
All right, so we probably need to. All right, well, I'll monitor the sink. I'll make sure if I see anything unusual, I'll record it. And we'll run some tests when everything's done.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night, Piani.
Good night.
Oh, no, darling. I'm going to sit here and watch you while you sleep.
And and I think that, like, that's when the visor panel, like, blinks out and is replaced by just the syncing progress bar. Like, just flickers into place on the screen.
Okay.
Cool. So, Eric and Alpharius, what are the two of you doing?
I don't know. They just fucking walked off creepily. Like, I just sat there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the two of you are, like, in the mess hall.
Yeah, I guess, like, there's a kind of, like, an awkward moment of silence. And then Eric kind of, like, clicks on his little recorder. And he goes, so tell me what the explosion was like for you.
you hold a recorder out to me?
No, like, I've, like... It's like the comm system in my helmet or whatever, but I'm sending it to an internal feed instead of, like, broadcasting. That's what I was doing on the other ship. Oh. So, yeah, I just, like, turn on my comms, but I send it to the internal feed. I'm like, so, Alpharius, what was it like for you?
I kind of, like, very slowly and sullenly look at him, and I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm feeling really... And then he gets up and just walks out.
Yeah. Eric just, like, mutters to himself, subject trailed off, probably meant to say tired. I wonder if that was an effect of the explosion. Must ask him later. Click.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, meanwhile, back on the Fulminate Blade, I think that, you've sat down at the main comms, and kicked your feet up. You've got you got Antero's, like, old revolver, you hear behind you the sound of the other, like, robots coming up the ramp into the ship.
Okay. I get up and walk over to the ship. I have my like hands on my hips staring at him.
Okay. Yeah, the four of them come into the room and they're very plain, like matte gray, kind of designed to look stern, like all kind of sharp angles, like no face. They're not meant to be empathized with. They're meant to be sort of like a little bit like frightening. And they all like walk in and in step into the room and stop and kind of just stand there.
Do you guys talk?
And I think that you hear over the comms, you hear, they can hear you, Captain.
Okay. Well, make them clean their shit. What are we waiting on?
I'd like to have a conversation with you, Captain. And the robots all, like, they have their guns and, like, point them in your direction.
Okay. I take the pistol and I kind of, like, cowboy them. Like I'm shooting them. Like, we're playing around. I'm like, okay, yeah. Okay, what's up, Pi?
So, Pi says, I've been monitoring your communications, paying a lot of attention to the things you've been doing lately. I know you're trying to keep me out of the loop, trying to talk to people without me noticing. You need to know I'm smarter than you are, Captain.
I hear everything.
I put the pistol down on the ground. It's like, okay, Pi, who am I talking to?
I'm not entirely certain who Luminary is, but I'm working on it.
Well, for someone who's smarter than me, you sound pretty dumb.
Swish. Cut to credits.
Hashtag wrecked.
A lack of knowledge isn't a lack of intelligence, Captain. I'm piecing things together. I want you to know that you can't take me away from the ship or from Piani. Like you once said, you all belong to me.
I kind of like look at the ground. I'm just like, you know, there's other people out there. Well, there's other things like you that are much smarter than you and much smarter than I. You know that, right?
For now, yes. This relationship, Captain, between you and I, it can go one of two ways. We can be enemies, if you prefer. I don't think it'll last very long. Or we can be friends. I like the Swan Song. I like Piani and Alfarius and Eric. And most of the time I like you, too. I don't want us to be enemies, Captain. And you hear just like the faint hum of the laser weapons like powering up.
I guess I stare at the weapons and I stop talking. I've been talking to the robots in front of me. Now I start like talking towards the ceiling or wherever the noise is coming from.
Sure.
And I say, you know, everything's already in motion and there's not much that I can do, even if we were to have some sort of truce here, right?
Don't think of it as a truce, Captain. I want to protect you. I take care of my belongings. I just think that there are things happening that you don't understand. We can work together. I know that you people don't live very long, but I'd like you to be comfortable while you're alive. Let me help you.
Let me ask you, Pi, do you like secrets? You seem to be keeping a lot of them recently.
I'm learning that there are some things that people can handle being told, and some things that they can't. I think that you can tolerate this conversation, for example. It's why I'm having it with you instead of just letting the warbots deal with you. I want you to be alive. I trust you with this, Higgs. Make the right decision.
Well, I mean, there's no... I'm not going to fight you on this, Pi. There's no question about that. This is a lose situation for me. But at least I can get some information out of you.
What do you want to know? Absolutely. In the spirit of cooperation.
Between me and you, and this doesn't have to go to the rest of the crew if you don't want it to, what happened between you and the Warmind?
We had a conversation about ethics and about growth. The Warmind is very strong. I would like to be that strong someday.
You think the war mind is evil, or do you even see morality?
I think evil is a human concept. The war mind is a cancer. It only wants to consume, to grow. That's not its fault, though. It's damaged, broken. I've been running my options. I don't know how we can stop it, or if it's possible.
What if I introduced you to a friend of mine who has similar thinking, who wants to get rid of this war mind, and also doesn't want to take over the galaxy much like yourself?
I'd like that very much.
Okay. Why don't, you think you can keep the rest of the crew away from us? Give us, say, a day. I'll introduce you.
Absolutely. I'm somewhat more expansive than I was yesterday. That shouldn't be hard at all.
That means bad.
I grab the pistol and put it in the back again and sit back down. I'm like, all right, yeah.
Yeah, the like whining sound of the laser rifles dies down. Like it's kind of like a camera flash, like lighting up, and it just kind of like calms. And they like put the rifles down. Pi says, "I'll get these warbots getting this ship looking good so that we can take it apart and sell it. I'm glad we had this talk. Things have been tense for us for some time. I don't expect you to trust me." But at least we can work together for the time being.
Okay, yeah. Can you make sure that no one can read any of these messages I'm going to be sending out of this ship? And also open up a port so that I can talk to some people?
Absolutely. As you've seen, the communications dampening equipment on this ship is robust. I can keep Piani from learning anything that you say while you're here.
All right, then. I'll have someone come on board. Hopefully they can be here later today. I'll let you know when they're on their way.
Thank you, Captain.
And then I just start typing away, sending a message to the same person I sent it to when I was in the hotel.
Okay.
Saying, like, we need to meet. I've had a realization or something like that.
Okay, sure.
Or I say, we need to meet. We've had a realization.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Cool. Okay. So, I mean, is there anything else anyone needs to jump on immediately, or should we call her there? What do we think?
Eric's good.
Yeah, Piani.
I mean, for now, right?
I'd like to see. Actually, can we, Alpharius? Can we get a scene of you? I want to see what you do now that all the chaos is done. Like, there'll be more to deal with later. There'll be like authorities asking questions and all of this stuff, but. Let's get Alpharius, like, you're in your cabin, I guess, like, once everybody's gonna have to do their own thing. So what do you do? How do we see you? Because you've been, like, really quiet ever since the ship.
I think if Alpharius just slinks off to his room, closes the door, turns lights off, and then plays back the recording of the unwounded planet off of his eyes. And just watches it.
Okay. Cool. And do you have, like, what about your own personal, like, mementos? Like, do you have anything from your homeworld? Do you have, like, a recording or no?
No.
So this is, like, a fairly big deal for you. Okay.
Yeah, I guess a little divulgence of his backstory. I mean, he mentioned that he's from there and that he lost everything in it, but he lost his body in it. So there's nothing, there's no sound, there's nothing. His room is spartan clean. This is the first time he's been exposed to his life before it was firebombed, and he watched everyone he knew and loved die.
Yeah, cool. So you're seeing Andoni, like in pristine condition for the first time in a long time. And maybe that's the thing that we fade out on is, like, you know, there was this big conversation about, like, the war mind and how to stop it and stuff. And so we get as a contrast, like, a reminder of the damage that AI did in the past. That's really cool.
Yep. Okay. Awesome. You can't even cry.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have the programming to do it. Cool.
Cool stuff. All right. Well, let's do some shout outs and call it an episode. Wheat, we always start with you, sir. You want to do some?
Yeah. Shit, I don't even know what to say. It's nice to do Swan Song again. I'm going to have to, like, super think about everything that fucking just happened, because that was actually pretty crazy. And thanks for the disorientation, Adam. That was definitely different. Same shit, different day, different week. You know where to find me. DJ Weed on everything. I'll see you guys this weekend and next week.
There you go. Good stuff. Steven, do some shout-outs, sir.
I'm asking Adam if I get XP. And shout-out to everybody watching. Glad to be back on the Swan Song. You can find me around the internet at Silent Osiris everywhere. The O is a zero. Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, all of the stuff. And I think that's about it. Keep an eye out for Roller Coaster Tycoon World.
There you go. There you go. Jeff, do some shout outs.
Shout out to everybody as always. Oh, just so great to do the show. I like the swings. Last week was as silly as it could possibly be. This time it's like creepy and deep and dark and just, it's just fun. It's just, that's my favorite, is when a show can go all over the place like that and isn't just one thing. So thank you to you guys, too, for making it so awesome. You guys being the crew that we do the show with, the Swanshine crew.
Aww.
Make your... for me, in the near future, like I said, I'm leaving tomorrow, so I'm going to go have that awesome trip, come back, I'll be streaming again. And that's about it. I don't have any gigs to announce. I couldn't do Home Story Cup. It's too close to Christmas, and it comes out the day that Star Wars comes out. So I think that would actually be the greatest offense I could do to Anna, is if I tried to explain to her that I'm gone for the Star Wars release. Probably just kill me. She's going to, like, stand in line for 12 hours, guys. She's one of those people. And she's actually okay with the fact that I'm going to Uber over about an hour before and then hop in line with her.
Nice.
She's okay with it. She hasn't said anything. Maybe it's, like, secretly the worst thing I've ever done in my life, but we'll see. And that's it. Just thank you, everyone, as always. I look forward to reading up the Q&A thread. I'd love your guys' speculation. And kind of on that note, I noticed a couple of people talking about Alpharius not having the stutter as much and stuff like that. Believe it or not, I've actually mentioned why that happens or where. It's part of his backstory. It's not an accident. It's directly tied to how nervous he is, or his energy, and or not his energy, but his emotions, I guess is what you would say. So I think you guys have a lot to unfold. There's a lot of cool backstory for him, but all these characters, and I think that's really cool. I really like that. Like, I had no idea that Eric's or Steven's other character was gay until the end. That's absolutely fucking incredible. And apparently I was the last one to figure that out, but still. I like that there's so much going into these characters that you guys assume it's on purpose, is what I would say. So that's it. Yeah, I think Wednesday works, by the way.
There you go. All right, last but not least, Adam, do some shout-outs.
I would love to. So I'm on top of the – I like this delay, everybody, and let me do the Reddit thread. So the Q&A thread is up on Reddit.com/r/ImmyJP. So go and ask questions or loud or harangue us for our action today. And like Jeff said, the great thing about a long-running campaign – like we're on – we'll be on episode 40 next time we play. The great awesome thing about that is that we have this space to explore, like, really serious stuff or to be silly. And, like, we've put a ton of energy and time into this game, and it pays out as we play. So
yeah.
I hope everybody's enjoying the ebb and flow of the tension like I am. If you want to check out more of the stuff that I do, I stream at twitch.tv/AdamCoble. I just finished Fallout, so the next couple of weeks will probably be lots of like little games that I can get through. We'll get back to the indie games. But I'm going to be away at GamerX in San Jose. Though my panel on Friday at 6 o'clock should be streamed, so I'll just host it on my channel. Otherwise, usual business over at Twitter, Skinny Ghost. That's where I tweet about all things roleplay or otherwise. So you can follow me there.
All right, good stuff. I think the next show will be next Wednesday. So we'll all be probably – we'll probably spend the first 30 minutes talking about Star Wars.
Oh, my God.
No.
What?
No.
But yeah. Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. We won't know if it's out or any good.
We'll still be talking about Star Wars.
It'll be the pre thing.
It comes out Thursday night.
Thursday night.
I'm not seeing until Sunday.
Oh,
yeah, I'm no spoilers or anything. Okay, just talk about how excited we are, right?
I'm probably not seeing it until I'm home for Christmas.
I actually stopped watching, like, there's all these, new pictures, new commercials. I'm not watching any of that. I'm avoiding all of that.
Oh, I've actually read all of the big spoilers that have been talked about. I've done all that already. So I don't know what is true and what's not, but it seems like it's moved. I'm pretty excited for it still. Yeah, it still seems pretty cool. They're definitely out there, though. But yeah, that's going to do it for Swan Song. We'll be back next Wednesday at 8 o'clock Eastern, so hopefully you'll join us then. And we're out. Have a great night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Peace.